Greetings, listeners, and welcome back to the conclusion of the first of the Magnolia series, The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice. Tune in next week for all new adventures from your favorite detective. We ain't going anywhere. When we last saw our heroes, they apprehended the infamous crime boss, the Fat Man, after Tony Two-Ply helped by telling them where they could find him. Today, we will be witnesses to the trial of the Fat Man. Will Tony Two-Ply get his wish? Will the Fat Man go to jail and allow Two-Ply to take over? Or are there other forces at work? Find out after a word from our sponsor. Words probably read by me. We don't really have much of a budget here. Every day, thousands of detectives in this country go a full 8-hour shift without a drop of hard liquor. Many of them only living off of cigarettes and shady diner hamburgers. For just $3 a month, your contribution could help sink that number.
I'm Detective Mark Myers. For the past 3 months, I haven't been able to afford a single bottle of whiskey I need to do my job properly. My work performance has suffered, and my wife is almost ready to move back in with me. She wants to bring the kids too. Please subscribe, or it's too late.
You can help these ailing gumshoes by subscribing to our Patreon program. Search for the Detective Magnolia Show on the Patreon app, or just click the link in the bottom of the description. Now, on to our feature presentation. As always, this broadcast features elements of suspense and... You know what? No, at this point, you fuckers know what this show is about. Enjoy.
A few weeks have passed since we since we threw the Fat Man in the clink. His court date had finally arrived, and me and old Ham Sandwich were going to have to testify before the... Oh, fuck, I should not have smoked all that weed before coming to the courthouse. Or snorted all that cocaine. Irregardless... We arrived at the courthouse, ready to put this murderous scumbag behind bars, even if we had to stuff him in ourselves. Damn, that's gonna be like trying to shovel 50 gallons of Jell-O into a 25-gallon bag. Unfortunately, a major obstacle stands in our way.
Magnolia.
Yeah, Hammy?
You're in deep thought again, aren't you?
No, I'm monologuing. You know how I'll get when I'm nervous.
Who's overseeing this case?
Larry Smith. He's a pretty no-nonsense judge. If we don't present a case that's harder than my dick, he won't hesitate to throw this whole thing out for good. No second chances.
Fuck.
Don't worry. I think my case is pretty solid.
Magnolia, your case is a bunch of nonsense that connects skid marks on the ground at the crime scene to the Fat Man being able to wipe properly.
Flawless, right?
No! Those are two different types of skid marks.
I failed to see the difference.
I realize that, Dick. But this judge is gonna tear us apart.
Have a little faith, Hammy boy.
Magnolia! Get off my lap!
Oh shit, I'm sorry, I thought that was my seat.
All rise for the Honorable Judge Larry Smith.
Did he say horny?
What? No, he said honorable.
Well, if being horny is honorable, I'm a fucking saint.
Shut the fuck up, Magnolia.
Be seated.
All right. So we are now here in the case of Chicago v. the Fat Man. Who's who here, Bailiff?
You're kidding, right?
I can't tell. Look at that fella on the other side there. What, me? I'm nowhere near that fat.
I'm not sure this is the hill you want to die on, Hammy.
And besides that, we're the prosecution, he's the defendant. It's written there on your files, and you know which side sits where. Mr. Fat Man, I'm going to have to please ask you to calm down, or I will have to hold you in contempt of court.
No, Your Horniness, the guy over there is the Fat Man.
Well, glaze my hole and call me a donut. Is that Big Dick Magnolia?
We're going off your wife's opinion. Consider me guilty.
Ah, you! And what's your partner's name? Nicholas Hamilton.
You could call him Hamilton.
No, please. Let the record show that the city of Chicago, New York, is represented by one Mr. Richard Big Dick Magnolia and Detective Hamilton. Damn it, Magnolia.
Don't mention it.
Okay, now, Mr. Fat Man, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah. How else would you pronounce it?
I could think of a few ways. Is that your real name?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, fuck! Your parents really hated you, huh, son?
What's worse is for the first 12 years of my life, they thought I was a girl.
Why would they think that?
Oh, come on, Hamilton. It's clear he was born so fat, his little ding-dong was probably covered up in folds of fat.
That's disgusting and preposterous.
Actually, he's right. See?
What the fuck is going on? Order! I will have order in my court, or I will hold you in contempt. Order!
I'll take a triple cheeseburger, please. You want anything, Hamilton?
That's not what order he means. He's gonna throw the case out. Cut the nonsense. Well, what are you waiting for, Bailiff? Old Big Dick wants a triple cheeseburger.
Yes, Your Honor.
What the hell?
Now, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I am but a simple small-town lawyer, but a case like this is so cut and dry even someone as simple as me can see the facts here. Now let's address the elephant in the room, no offense intended.
I think he just called you a fucking elephant, Hamilton.
He's talking about...
Triple cheeseburger, sir?
That's not for me.
I'm sorry, you just look like you needed one.
Please stop.
Hey, my burger!
The elephant in the room, as I was saying, needs to be addressed. My client, the Fat Man, as his name implies, is too overweight to murder anyone. This fat fuck needed an oxygen tank just to walk 10 feet to the courtroom door. How can a man like that possibly be capable of murder? The defense rests, Your Honor.
Can I get a soda?
Bailiff! Mr. Big Dick asked for a soda. Come on, now. How the fuck is he supposed to eat a triple cheeseburger without a drink? Jesus! Is this a court or a circus?
Thank you, Your Horniness.
No problem. Next to the stand, the city of Chicago. Mr. Hamilton, your turn. Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not here to prove the defendant's physical state.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
We are here to prove that while he may not have pulled the trigger,
oh, fuck,
the issue that hit resulted in the death of George Alfredo. We've all heard of the Fat Man, the alleged boss of the Chicago crime world, the most powerful mobster on the East Coast, but Magnolia, knock it the fuck off!
Wow, Burger, I don't even care that you sound like Hamilton. You're so sexy.
Oh, Jesus, Magnolia, put your dick away. Wait a minute. Mr. Magnolia, please approach the bench. Have it stricken from the record that he is Big Dick Magnolia.
Wait a second. It's at least average.
Well, because we're friends, I'll allow it. You may be seated again.
Thanks, Your Honor. Can I leave him out for now?
Go ahead. No, Dick. Put it away. Put it away.
All right, fine.
As I was saying, We will prove to the court that while he didn't pull the trigger, he is just as guilty as if he did. The prosecution rests.
Well done. You guys are good at this lawyering thing. Defense, it's your turn.
Beloved gentle jury, and lady jury, please look upon my client. If this fat piece of shit asked you to do something, would you be responsible if you did it? You would be the one making the decisions to act upon his commands, and really, what could this obese, non-wiping, sweaty, out-of-breath son of a bitch do to you if you said no? The defense rests. Your turn, bitch.
God damn it. All right.
I got this, Hammy.
What? No! Sit down, Magnolia. Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as the defense has stated, suspect here can't wipe properly. Non-wiping, I believe, was the phrase used. Your Holiness, we would like to call the fat man to the stage.
You mean stand, Dick.
Yeah, whatever. Wheel his ass up here.
Was it really necessary to put me in a wheelbarrow?
Well, how else was we going to get you to the stand?
This is embarrassing.
Now, Mr. Fatass,
Fat man.
Yeah, whatever. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yeah, whatever.
Now, Mr. Fatman, is it? That was just a stab. I'm still talking. Shut the fuck up. It's been said by your own lawyer that you don't wipe properly. Is this true? And I will remind you, sir, that you are under oath.
That's incorrect. I do wipe. But I only wipe twice.
Skid marks. There were skid marks found at the scene of the crime. If we pull down your pants right now, I'll bet my entire career that your bloomers look like a snowy field with a giant brown mountain streaking right down the middle.
Order! Order!
And I'm gonna prove it to you all.
What the fuck are you doing? Oh. Get your hands up. Stop that. Help. Somebody help me.
Oh. There it is. Fucking Mount Shitmore in his pants.
Oh my God. Why is his ass cracked so long?
And the prosecution rests.
I've heard enough. The jury may begin deliberations.
What the fuck are you doing? You just tanked this case. He's gonna walk free, and now he's gonna want revenge for you humiliating him.
What was humiliating about that? Need a cigarette?
Yeah, thank you. But seriously, he's gonna walk, Dick. You just lost us the biggest case of our careers.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Hamilton.
This is insane. I'm going to lose my job. My wife is going to think I'm a failure. I'll be lucky if she doesn't leave me. And it's your fault, Magnolia. God damn it.
Hey, your wife's kind of a bitch anyway, Hamilton. I wouldn't worry about it.
What? Betty is a saint. Why would you say that?
Oh, come on. She's the worst. Remember when you wanted to come with me to the bar the other week? And she said no?
I said no. She had nothing to do with it. I've told you this over and over. I didn't want to go out with you and, as you put it, get fucked up on cheap liquor and cocaine and go to the titty bar and get some strange.
I said that? That kind of rhymes. I might be a genius. Is that a flask?
Sure is, Dick. Here's a toast. To my former career. Hopefully, in my next line of work, I won't be partnered up with such an idiot.
Yeah, that would suck. That'd piss me right off if it was me. Good thing you've had me so far, huh? You really won the fucking lottery getting me as a partner, buddy.
You are the...
All rise. The jury has reached a decision. All right, that's enough. The foreman of the jury will now read the verdict.
We, the jury?
Yeah, we ain't doing that. He's guilty. I hereby sentence you to 30 years in prison. Take him away, officers. Hey, get your hands off me! That's the fat man! Jesus fuck, I am not that fat! Easy mistake, officers. He's on the other side. Court is dismissed. You don't have to go home, but you cannot stay here. And Magnolia! Great detective work today.
Wow. What a beautiful day.
What just happened?
We won, dumbass. Weren't you paying attention?
Yeah, I was. That's why I'm so fucking confused right now.
There they are. Well, it wasn't conventional, but great job.
What? You're okay with this, Chief?
Conviction is a conviction, Hamilton. And that's a win at the end of the day. Crime rate in this city will drop dramatically without someone calling the shots.
Unless someone else takes the wheel.
Pretty unlikely. Batman's shoes are going to be hard to fill.
Literally and figuratively. Come on, let's go get some lunch.
You just throat-fucked a triple cheeseburger!
You act like you've never heard of an appetizer, Hamilton.
I could go for a bite. Come on, boys. It's on me.
There you have it, listeners. Tune in next week for Season 2, The Porcelain Pigeon, starring Detective Richard Magnolia, who's played by Harry Hancock. Did I get that backwards? Oh, fuck me.
Cut!
Oh, guys, I'm so sorry.
I said cut!
Push the damn button, you...